Well, hello and welcome to another episode. This happens every week now.
And just leave it in.
Every week. And we will leave it in, absolutely. Welcome to another episode of the podcast, the Middle Country Public Library podcast. I'm Sal DiVincenzo here with my fabulous colleague, Sarah Fade.
Hello.
And Nicole Rambo.
Hello.
Happy summer, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Good.
All right. We're going to jump right in. We might as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who would like to go first?
I'll go first. Mine's right.
Okay.
I do it every
Nicole
year.
Nicole will go first.
So we're just a recap. And it's about water safety.
All right.
It's that time of the year, and I feel like it needs to be talked about.
It does need to be talked about.
So I'm not sure what resources I used last time, but this time we have the American Red Cross. Their website is pretty extensive. They have like lessons and videos and everything. It's good for parents to, you know, watch either with your kid or, you know, you can watch and then kind of explain to your kid. But so they have one, I mean, they have something about everything, but swimming safely at the beach, which obviously we live on an island.
Yes.
So we might go to the beach. Do you guys go to the beach?
No.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm
either. Really?
I don't like the beach. Oh. Okay. That's not true. I like some beaches on Long Island. They're always very difficult to get to.
Mm.
Like, I like, what's that? Cupswag. Cupswag is very, very nice.
Yeah.
It's just, it takes me forever to get there, and it's just not worth it.
Really? Even though you're already kind of out that way?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Just not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Sarah?
I like the beach.
Like the beach?
Well, I don't like going, I never go in the water, though.
Okay.
I know. Smith Point Beach.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, that's nice. Yeah.
And I like to go all the way out to
Montauk.
No, not Montauk.
Orient.
No.
Greenport.
Okay. Reel it back in.
all the way out.
Southampton Beach.
Let's put the map up.
Yeah. You go to Southampton Bathing Court with all the rich people.
Yeah.
No. I go to the free area where they allow the dogs.
Yes.
And all the other.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Say hi to Justin for us. I hear he's walking.
He's in the others.
Here he's walking now.
Trust me, he's not at that beach.
He's at the beach with the rich people.
Yeah.
Well, if you do go to the beach, the American Red Cross says to things you need to know to swim safely at the beach. Always swim in a lifeguarded area.
Yes.
And those beach lifeguards are no joke. They are like
tip-top
shape. They know what they're doing.
At you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, I saw a guy die when I was little at the beach.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I told you the story. My mom, like, brought me over thinking he was going to live.
That I did not know. No.
It was, I think it's at Robert Moses or something, and the Wall Sound lifeguards, like, do their whole thing. They run in, they get him, they pull him out. And my mom was like, oh, there's a ton of people surrounding. Yeah. Like, oh, my mom just brought me up, but she didn't know how serious.
Come see the dead body.
How, like, serious it was. And then, so we go over, and we're kind of, like, watching, like, barely. Like, I was little, I can barely see anything. Yeah. And then I think she picked up on the fact that, like,
it wasn't going well.
I'm sorry, I keep laughing. It's not funny. And she's like, okay, let's go. He'll be fine. And she's like, we walked to the car, and he wasn't fine.
Oh.
Yeah, RIP. I'm sorry. This was a long time ago. Okay, well, anyway, always swim in the lifeguard area. Never swim alone, regardless of your age or level of swimming skills.
True.
Very important. Keep within your fitness and swimming capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware of weather and water conditions and heed warnings. I will say, I feel like News 12 is pretty good about, like, giving all that stuff. I put it on. It's like, these beaches are closed because it's, like, the algae or whatever is too much, or like the currents and all that stuff. So, you know, definitely keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
General water safety. They encourage everyone to have at least a minimum water competency. Everyone in your family. So you could take swim lessons somewhere or something like that. Do you, Sarah?
Sarah has no water competency.
Yeah, you
swim.
She's very good at handling the water bottle. Just
you could swim, can't you? Oh, you like, you can stay afloat.
Don't you remember we had this discussion about the pool? She gets crazy. She does, right? You don't like the swimming in the deep at the deep end of the pool.
No, I don't like where I can't touch.
No, she gotta touch the bottom.
Unless I have a floaty.
They say that. Yeah.
I'm realizing we've been doing this for so long we can't even remember when we talked about stuff.
Yeah.
Employ layers of protection, including barriers to prevent access to water, life jackets, and close supervision of children to prevent drowning.
Mm.
Know what to do in a water emergency, including how to help someone. Those are the things they say about that. And then this other one, the CDC has some tips too, similar to the same, know your limits, learn to swim, don't go alone, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Serious, don't do that. Yeah. Don't If you see someone drowning, though, don't jump in to save them.
Okay.
Get someone to help them or throw them something, but you yourself should not jump in to help them, because then if something happens, there's no one else around to help you, and now you're both. Yeah. And I think that is a common thing. The person's struggling, like they're freaking out, so they're just grabbing onto anything, and they wind up bringing you down as well. So don't, you might want to, but don't do it. Just throw them something or get someone who knows what they're doing, because that would be, you know, not good. Yeah. They also, in the CDC, they kind of, they do a lot of, like, they talk about a lot of things, but do you know what teak surfing is?
Teak surfing?
T-E-A-K, teak surfing? I didn't know.
It almost sounds like when you're on a cruise ship and you've had a little too much to drink and you're on the promenade. No, it's made of teak wood, no?
Oh, no. None of that.
Man, that was bad. Okay. I won't edit that out. We got a transparency on the show.
It's all right. Some people teak surf or hold on to the back of the boat and then let go to ride the wave that the boat makes.
Okay, well, it's teak on the back. It's the teak wood. Yeah, that's why they call it that.
Oh, don't do that.
Why?
We get like sucked up into the...
I have to think.
Well, okay, it says don't do it. So, Sal, don't encourage that.
I'm not encouraging it. I just know that there are boats out there, though, that you can surf behind that are specifically made. They have, like, special things to make them surf behind it.
Wait, this is without skis or a...
No, it's just your feet.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
No. Teak surfers get too close to the boat, don't wear life jackets, and breathe exhaust fumes that the boat makes. So, sounds like a bad idea to us, to the CDC.
Sure.
So, yeah, don't do that. I would get scared about being sucked up into the motor. Like, I think I must have, like, seen a movie or something where that happened, and, like, now it's, like, my biggest fear on a boat.
Is that you're going to get sucked
up? Yes. Even if I'm like in the front of the boat, I'm like, and I love boats. I love being on a boat. I love a boat. I love boat life. People with boats.
Okay. Yes. Hint is if anybody is watching,
I love a good boat.
Yeah,
she'll come. My uncle had a boat growing up. All right. It was the best. But the motor always scared me. Okay. And then we do have some books at the library on water safety. This one's really good, actually. And it has, like, QR codes in it to learn, like, even more.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a cool one. And then,
called Water Safety.
Yeah, and then if you are already, like, a competent swimmer and your kids are into swimming, we have books on, like, just swimming in general and swimming and diving.
Okay, which one is this called? Let's, for our listeners,
we have The Science Behind Swimming, Diving, and Other Water Sports, which I obviously looked through before I came on here. I dove in high school, and I was reading the science behind it, and I was like,
nice.
I didn't know any of that.
You dove in high school?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah, she mentioned that.
I remember the lifeguarding or working at, you never lifeguard.
Nope.
But you worked at Splish Splash.
Yes.
Oh, did you drive the tram?
At 14, I was behind the wheel.
Okay.
No, I was in the back.
So, competitive diving.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not glossing over this.
Okay, competitive diving.
How long did you do it?
I did it 7th to 12th grade.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did you win anything?
No, I made it to...
Or it was just the team kind of...
Yeah, situation. It was a high school team. Okay. I made it to, like, states or whatever. Let's see. I don't know. I made it to, like, a low-level competition against other schools.
Awesome. I had no idea.
Did it right.
All right, cool.
Yeah, well, I would have been better if I read this book.
So do you still dive? You could still dive, do you think?
No. You know, every once in a while, I do practice my approach. Getting on a springboard is hard. There's not a lot around here. And your regular backyard diving board is not the same. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the last time I've been around an actual springboard, but
I think
that's petrifying.
I think the hotel we're staying at next year for Podfest have a diving board. We're gonna take some video. We need to do that.
God,
put that on the
break
show.
My neck. I don't know.
So I'll be like, Sarah, get away. Yeah. Get away from Nicole.
She's fine. She's fine. Yeah. Don't look.
Yeah. And then swimming time. This is definitely like a learning to read book about. Okay. So if your kids like swimming, this is a good book to pick up as you're starting to learn to read as well.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
Very cool.
Stay safe in the water.
Stay safe in the water. Yeah, I'm glad we're doing this every year, though, too, because you have to remind people, because the winter comes and then they're like, oh, let's go. And it's like drown.
Yeah. No, it's trouble, bad. Trouble. Yeah, 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 it's bad. Yeah. And especially with children, you know, you have to keep
children around the pool.
And they get away from you know. Or like they sneak out the back, the doors open, the, you know, make sure those gates are locked and everything.
It's a bad situation. And your pets too.
Yeah.
There are some pets that don't swim. Mm-hmm. Like, was it a pug? My friend lost his pug. He fell in the pool.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, so watch your pets and your children.
Make sure those gates are locked and everything.
Yeah. So, okay. Thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome.
Sarah, what's happening?
Well, people are swimming.
If you can't swim.
And some people don't swim. We're going to talk about the best beach reads of summer 2024.
Okay, if you want to stay on land.
Yes, and this is according to CBS News.
Okay.
All right. So we have Eruption by Michael.
Oh, yes.
Michael
Crichton. By Michael.
By Michael.
Our friend Crichton.
And his friend.
James Patterson.
James Patterson.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's about, of course, a billionaire tech CEO, John Crowley, climbs an active volcano in the exotic island nation of Vanuatu. He gets more than he bargained for.
Okay.
And you can imagine what happens when you're on a volcano.
I think we're going to read this summer because I will tell you, Pirate Latitudes, which was his other unfinished book, I enjoyed very much as well.
Oh. Well, they are both Michael very good writers.
I can't believe he's gone.
So we have that. And then we have Kill for Me, Kill for You. Right? That's by Steve Cavanaugh.
Okay.
It's an international best-selling author. It's a fast-paced psychological thriller. Perfect book for reading with your toes in the sand. You're going to need it to keep calm with a story that ends up being beautifully stressful.
Okay.
Beautifully stressful.
It's about two grieving women who form an unlikely pact to get revenge.
Ooh. Okay.
I like that. Yeah. Beautifully stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of the two of you when we travel.
Exactly. I don't, every time. The stress does not come from us.
Yeah.
It's coming from inside the house.
That one right there.
It's like, I don't understand. Why is it always now? Why is it always Podfest? It's never any other trip I take.
Hey. Okay, so we have The Chaos Agent. It's a gray man novel.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess that's a series.
Yes, right. It's Mark Greene's Gray Man Thriller series.
No, it's about a gray man.
Yeah. So, as you can imagine, it's about an assassin. Mm-hmm. But he just wants a peaceful life now with his lover, Zoya. Okay. But they're dragged into a game of cat and mouse, as often.
Sounds like the second Bourne novel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, or movie, yep. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's about AI.
Yes, let's go.
Oh, there you go. You just sold Nicole.
Let's go.
People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. This novel by the author who literally wrote the book on beach reads is a romance that's unlike the others you might have read. Even though it didn't come out in 2024, still an Amazon bestseller and a favorite among those who like to hit the sand with good reading material in tow. Have you heard of this book?
I have heard of that book.
Have you read it?
I have not read it.
It's about two best friends who take a trip together every summer throughout college until they're falling out. They don't speak. And then they take one more trip together and God knows what happens.
Yeah, that's always a good idea.
Yeah, I know. Then we...
Imagine if like one of them killed the other one.
Yes, yeah. Maybe this margarita will make things better.
That's some romance book. Then we have Good Material by Dolly Alderton. It's an exploration of heartbreak and self-discovery. Andy is reeling from his breakup with Jen while struggling to figure out where it all went wrong. Now he's homeless, careerless, and watching his friends move on with life, and he's determined to solve the mystery of their failed relationship.
Okay.
Thanks. I know.
That's real rough.
Yeah. Then we have Sugar Baby by Celine St. Clair.
That's a pretty name.
Yeah. Agnes is a 21-year-old who lives at home and works as a cleaner. On the weekend, she goes out and spends money she doesn't have while looking for ways to distract herself from the life she doesn't want to live.
When she put 37 and then... I'm just kidding. I love my life.
When she meets Emily, the daughter of one of her clients, she discovers the world of sugar dating, which, means dating rich men for money.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Really?
Not at all. Sugar dating.
I don't think a thing. Librarian.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'll remember that. I can bring the sugar.
It's about having money.
You were like sugar cubes. Okay.
Exactly.
It's like fake sugar.
Yeah.
Monopoly money.
I bring the sucra.
Got your bag of cereal.
Okay. It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay.
This summer will be different. You ever hear that? By Carly Fortune. It's a novel. It's a steamy romance and one that's best enjoyed beachside. Right. You'll want to cool off after you read it. Did you read this?
No.
Lucy travels to her best friend Bridget's beach house on Prince Edward Island every summer, and each visit she finds herself drawn more and more to Bridget's younger brother with a sexy name, Felix, no matter how much she tries to resist.
Felix.
Felix. And their chemistry is off the charts.
It's a 1950s cartoon character.
Yeah, Lucy and Felix, tangled history and family bonds at stake. Their electric connection gets complicated.
Yes.
Then we have The Housemaid. This is older, too, by Freda McFadden.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a twisty thriller.
Oh, here we go. My wife likes this one.
Millie is an ex-convent looking for a fresh start as a live-in housemaid for the wealthy Nina Winchester. At first, the job seems promising. Nina is friendly and welcoming when Millie moves in, but Nina's behavior soon takes a disturbing turn. She gives Millie confusing instructions, sometimes failing to mention critical information, like her daughter's severe allergy. Millie soon suspects her new boss may be unwell, or that maybe there's something else hiding beneath the surface. A Court of Thorns and Roses.
That's the one my wife likes, yeah.
Sarah J. Maas, we're not going to discuss that.
No, don't even discuss it. Don't bother.
Because, well, you know, it's been out there.
Everybody knows about it.
Yeah. One of Us Knows by Alyssa Cole. It's a thriller. Kanitria Nash, diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder, gets a second chance when she accepts a job as caretaker to her historic Hudson River home. But as she settles in, she realizes she has no memory of how she got there in the first place.
Oh.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's me every morning coming to work.
Then we have Just for the Summer by
Abby Jimenez.
Abby Jimenez, yes.
It's also a romance novel.
Yes. Justin is down on his luck when it comes to the dating scene. When he meets a woman, they break up and his partner finds a new soulmate. When he matches with a woman who claims the same fate, they joke about dating to cancel out their curses. That's when Nurse Emma moves to Minnesota for the summer to give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Yes. Then we have Kristen Hannah and the Women. I'm not going to talk about that because
Everybody knows about that.
Everybody knows about that. And that's all we have.
Okay.
So those are your beach reads. That's it.
Abrupt.
Those are your choices.
Abrupt endings.
Oops.
All right. Well, great.
Yeah. Well, we have all of these in the library.
Nice.
They'll be in the show notes.
Okay.
I think, do you guys do a display, like a summer reading display?
I think we do.
Sure
do.
Yeah.
We mix it up a little bit during the year, during the summer, And speaking of summer, if you're a Middle Country Public Library card holder, it is the Summer Reading Club. Yes, read adventure. What is that? Path to adventure. Go to adventure.
Adventure begins at your library.
I should have known that since I did a whole episode about it. Anyway, yes, if you have a Middle Country Public Library card, you should sign up. You get a nice, cool little gift when you sign up.
A scoop and a clip.
Yeah, it's like
Originally, people on my side were like, "What is that?" Yeah. But I Googled it, and Williams and Sonoma sells one for like $15-$16.
Exactly,
so that's a good.
You sign up and you get one for free.
Yeah, for free. Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sign up, and then with all these beach reads that you're going to do, just log them and be entered to win fabulous prizes.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much to both of you for bringing it this week. We appreciate that. If you want to watch or listen to older episodes and read our show notes, visit our website, mcplpodcast.com. And hey, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. We can use some subscribers. It's flattened out. So please,
okay.
You know, 70% of you who watch do not subscribe, which is crazy. So subscribe. And
maybe we should do that at the top of the episode.
Okay, we'll try that
next
week.
Maybe they don't get this far.
Terrible thing to say. Anyway.
They don't get this far?
They don't get this far, yeah. If you're still watching, comment below and let us know that you got this far. We'd greatly appreciate the support that you can give us here at the channel. So, for Sarah Faden and Cole Rambo, I'm Sal DiVincenzo. See you on next show.